Now, in this program, what I'd like to show you is how you can get foods working for you, and I'll also show you an easy 3-week immersion program that we call the Kickstart. And the idea is it's essentially a perfect diet that you could try on for a very short period of time. So if you've got some bad habits that have maybe been following you for a while, we're going to take you out of them and get you on a healthier path over the long term. Does that sound like fun? Okay. We're not just talking about losing weight. Well, we also want to get healthier as well. So we'll be talking about preventing heart disease, even reversing it. We'll talk about diabetes and high blood pressure. If any of you have sore joints or arthritis, we'll talk about the surprising ways that foods can help with joint pain and perhaps even help us reduce the likelihood that Alzheimer's will ever arrive. And so many of us have issues about certain foods that kind of know where we live. Well, if food habits are bothering you, I'll show you how to break them. All right, let me start by telling you about one of our recent studies, which was published in the American Journal of Medicine. We had 64 women. They were all moderately to severely overweight, and they had tried every kind of diet you can imagine, and they really felt stuck. They just weren't able to lose the weight. And we did not ask them to count calories or get on a treadmill. What we said is two things. Set the animal products aside. Keep vegetable oils very low. That was all there was to it. Those were the only two guidelines. So breakfast might be something like pancakes with syrup, veggie sausage, maybe oatmeal flavored with cinnamon or raisins, fresh fruit. For lunch, let's say they had lasagna or chili, well, it would be the meatless versions of these things. And for dinner, if we went to an Italian restaurant, maybe it would be spaghetti marinara, garlic sauteed broccoli or spinach, roasted vegetables. They could have all the crusty bread out of the oven that they wanted to have. There were no limits on these things, just no animal products, keep the oils low. To their delight, they started losing weight. And at first it was about a pound per week, which doesn't sound like a lot, but there's 52 weeks in a year. And more importantly, after a year, everybody was on the scale. They never gained the weight back. And after 2 years, they were thinner than 1 year. So the point being, it became really a one-way street. As long as they focused on the healthy foods, the food never let them down. That weight never came back. So the next question is, how does this work? You're not counting calories, you're not sweating it off. The weight just seems to come off. Well, we actually tracked what everybody ate. We measured their calories, and what we found was even though they were not aware of any difference, they were actually eating about 300 calories less every day than before. They thought they were eating the same amount, but they weren't. So how does that happen? Well, the answer is when we look at what they're actually eating, they're eating a lot of vegetables, a lot of beans, a lot of whole grains, a lot of fruit. These foods have a lot of fiber. Now, fiber is a very boring word. In every nutrition class I give, I think people start dozing off when I mention fiber. Fiber is Clark Kent. It holds water. And so in your stomach, it feels like you've eaten a lot of food, and it ends up tricking your brain into thinking you had a whole huge meal when, in fact, you had not such a lot of calories. And the brain says, I'm finished, stop eating now, even though you've eaten less than before. But this did not explain their weight loss entirely. There was something else. It had to do with the fact they weren't eating a lot of the fatty foods either. Think about this. A chicken eats a little bit too much and stores those calories where? As chicken fat, right? If a cow eats too much, it goes as cow fat. Well, a gram of fat holds 9 calories. This is going to be on the test. A gram of fat is 9 calories. This is not enough to fill a thimble, but it has 9 calories. Now, if you're avoiding a lot of fatty foods, as our research participants were doing, you're avoiding a lot of calories without really thinking about it. Some people imagine that what's fattening is carbohydrate, like bread or potatoes, but carbohydrate has only 4 calories per gram. So fat's 9, carbohydrate's 4. Take a look at these cookies. You might think of these as very fattening, and they may well be. But the question is, what's fattening in them? Well, they're made from flour, chocolate chips, sugar, some butter, an egg, and some vanilla extract. Well, let's take the flour. How many calories are there in a cup of flour? Well, the answer is about 455 for the cup of flour. How about a cup of chocolate chips? Well, the answer, 661. Maybe not too bad for the whole recipe. Cup of sugar, 774. And how about that cup of butter? 1,628 calories for that cup of butter. So in other words, I could have more than 3 cups of flour with fewer calories than are in that butter. So the idea is this. In our research study, the people are eating high-fiber foods. That tames their appetite. And at the same time, they're skipping all of these fatty foods, and so the calories are gone. The weight starts melting away on its own. So are we all on the same page? Fat has 9 calories. Carbohydrate has only 4 calories per gram. So how many calories are there in a gram of beef fat? 9. We sure? That's right. If I have a gram of fat, wherever it's from, it has 9 calories. How about if it's chicken fat? 9. Very good. How about if it's fish oil? 9. Still 9. That's exactly right. How about if it's peanut oil? 9. Olive oil? 9. Extra virgin olive oil? Extra virgin olive oil, and I paid $80 for this bottle. It came straight from Italy? Still 9 calories per gram. That's right. How about 1040 motor oil? Okay, all right. Don't try this at home, but if you could cook with it, it still has 9 calories in every gram. So they're ramping up the fiber, they're getting very low in the fat, and that helps them. But even this did not explain their weight loss. The most exciting part of our research was that certain foods actually boost your metabolism. It boosts your calorie burn. When I talk about metabolism, think of your car. If I step gently on the accelerator, I rev up the engine a little bit, right? But if I put it to the floor, it really roars into gear. Well, your body doesn't burn gasoline. Your body burns a sugar called glucose. Now, glucose is a natural sugar. It comes from the starchy foods that you eat. It powers your muscles. It powers your brain. And if you burn up glucose quickly, then you've got a fast metabolism. So let me ask you, what's your metabolism like? Is it fast? Is it slow? Do you find that you can eat just about anything you want and the weight just comes off, or do you even look at food and it goes straight to your thighs? Well, in our research studies, we actually measure metabolism. We'd ask you to lie down on a table, and we'd put a little see-through canopy over your head and shoulders, and what we're measuring is how much oxygen you're breathing in, how much carbon dioxide you're breathing out, and with some simple calculations, we can show how fast your metabolism actually is. And the amazing thing was, in our research studies, as people were making diet changes, we would measure their metabolism after meals, and it was about 16% higher than it otherwise would be. Now, that doesn't sound like much, does it? But what if I take my car and I rev it up about 16% for 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the middle of the day, 3 hours later? As you can imagine, you're going to burn off a lot of fuel. So how is it that foods could change our metabolism? Well, if you had a powerful microscope and you could look inside your muscle cells, what you discover is something rather alarming. There are little fat droplets inside the cell. These fat droplets come from the foods that we eat, and they interfere with the ability of glucose to get inside the cell. Let me be clear. This is not fat around your waistline. This is not fat on your thighs. This is fat inside the muscle cells. It's microscopic. And glucose is the natural sugar that your body uses for fuel, and it has to get inside that cell if your body's going to burn it. This is not waistline fat. This is intracellular fat. Researchers call it intramyocellular lipid. It's just a fancy word for fat inside your cells. So if you can kick the fat out of your cells, glucose can race inside. It turns to energy, not to fat. And the easiest way to do that is to trim the fat out of your diet. Well, we put this to work in the real world. We asked some people who worked for an insurance company to try this diet, to show how it would work in day-to-day life. Let me introduce two of them. Their names are Hillary and Bruce, and I'd like you to hear their story and see if some of it sounds familiar.
We definitely both loved our food. We were obviously at college, so the dining hall was a big part of our lives. And it was really pretty terrible, the way we ate.
It was really difficult to find clothes that would fit and that were appropriate for work. And also knowing that it was really my fault and that there was something I should be doing about it, but that I wasn't able to do that was very frustrating.
You're embarrassed to go to the gym. You're embarrassed to go out jogging. You really don't want to go out in public and be seen running around and jiggling everywhere.
As the research study began, it had just two parts. The company cafeteria served vegan foods. And if this is a new word for you, it just means foods that come from plants, not animals. So it might be an oatmeal bar for breakfast or fruit. Lunch might be veggie burgers or portobello mushroom sandwiches, red bean chili, vegetable lasagna, that kind of stuff, in addition to the usual offerings. And the second piece was that we invited everybody to really do a complete diet makeover. So that meant that once a week, everybody would get together and we would talk about healthier eating or have a cooking class. Very simple. Hillary and Bruce came every week, and they sat in the back of the room, and I noticed that they tended to talk a lot. And I found myself thinking they weren't paying attention at all. But as time went on, I realized that they actually were talking about what recipes they were going to make for dinner that night and what foods they would pick up at the grocery store that were healthy and how they would work with their families to follow the same kind of diet change. They really loved what they were doing. And a year later, they sent me some pictures. Let me show them to you. Aww. And as you can see, they made a big diet change, but with just a very short-term focus, and it got them out of bad habits onto a much healthier path. Hillary's lost 85 pounds. Bruce has lost more than 100 pounds. And you know what? When you set down that luggage and you're not carrying it anymore, you feel like exercising. They had never exercised a day in their lives. And as you notice, they've got their half marathon numbers. Their energy came roaring back. They're not just thinner. They're not just healthier. They've got energy. They're really living in a way that they hadn't thought possible before. Let me let them tell the story.
I think 8 to 10 weeks into the study, I'd already lost 30 pounds, been able to go shopping for new clothes. It was very, very exciting. It was also very exciting to start seeing the reactions of other people as I would go and attend a conference and see people that I hadn't seen for several months. People really noticed. They could see that there had been a big difference in my attitude and in how I looked physically. So it was very inspiring.
We had our blood tested again, and my cholesterol was plummeting. It was fantastic. This is something that was working better than anything we tried before. And I think that we knew we were on the right path.
People's cholesterol levels improved. If they had diabetes, that got better. People lost weight easily. Their waistline slimmed. Now, some people dropped out of the study, and they didn't lose weight at all. They might have gained weight. As a matter of fact, we had people lose as much as 45 or 46 pounds during this time. And a typical might be maybe about 10 to 20 pounds during that time period. But the most important thing is that this short time period creates then a lifelong change that then sticks with us because we're setting the bad habits behind, so the weight loss can hopefully then become a one-way street. Again, animal products aside, vegetable oils very low. We published our results in 3 scientific journal reports, and other research studies have shown pretty much the same thing, that weight loss can often be very dramatic when people follow a plant-based diet. So how do I do this myself? You know, a lot of people will think, okay, I'll eat less beef, I'll eat more chicken and fish. Well, the leanest beef is about 29% fat as a percentage of its calories. The leanest chicken, maybe about 20 to 23. And this change has surprisingly little effect on your waistline or on your cholesterol level. So in our studies, we go a step further. We set the animal products aside, we keep oils very low. And if you look at typical vegetables and fruits and beans and whole grains, they're only about 5 to 10% fat. That's a huge change. The other thing is we always keep a very short-term focus. There's no concept about what I'm going to eat 20 years from now. It's all just short-term. That makes it really easy, really, really approachable. That's why we call it a kickstart. It's a short-term immersion into health to see what the healthy foods will do for us. It's approachable, very, very easy. So how is this going to work in my kitchen? Let me show you a couple of chilies. Here's a meat chili that you might serve. And if I have just one small serving, about a cup, how many calories? 208, not bad. But what if I make my chili without the meat, but instead I'll have beans and chunky vegetables? Well, 132, much less. So it's not rocket science, it's very simple. We're keeping the fat down because fat has how many calories per gram?
Nine,
that's exactly right. We're keeping it very low, we're pumping the fiber up, and the calories sort of take care of themselves. With an easy menu tune-up, you can kickstart your weight loss. We're setting the animal products aside, we're keeping the oils very low, the fiber gets your appetite under control, and your after-meal calorie burn gets right up to where it should be. Now, trimming weight is just part of being healthy, and when we come back, we'll look at how foods can help us tackle cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, and maybe even Alzheimer's disease and other conditions.